Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, come on there, boys and girls, and let's have some fun with Happy Hank. The gang's all here, our pal Squeaky. Hello there, boys and girls. And here's our dog pal Popcorn. You know, Popcorn watches the clock for us. Yes, sir, he's our official watchdog. And we'll hear from Squeaky and Sputters and Rocket later on. Right now, though, let's have a song. One about three little pigs. Yum, pum, pum, pum. Say, if you know the words, you can sing right along with me. Here we go. A jolly old sow once lived in a sty, and three little piggies had she. She waddled about saying oink, 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 while the little one said wee, wee. And she waddled about saying oink, 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 while the little one said wee, wee. My dear little brothers, said one of the brats, my dear little piggies, said he, let us all for the future say oink, 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 it's so childish to say wee, wee. Let us all for the future say oink, 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 it's so childish to say wee, wee. Then these little pigs grew skinny and lean they might very well be, for somehow they couldn't say oink, 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 and they wouldn't say wee, wee, wee. Or somehow they couldn't say oink, 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 and they wouldn't say wee, wee, wee. So after a time these little pigs died, they all died of fellow de se, from trying too hard to say oink, 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 when they only could say wee, wee. From trying too hard to say oink, 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 when they only could say wee, wee. A moral there is to this little song, a moral that's easy to see. Don't try while yet young to say oink, 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 when you only can say wee, wee. Don't try while yet young to say oink, 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 for you only can say wee, wee. Yes, sir, boys and girls. You know, it's always better to try to do the things that you're able to do. Just be yourselves at all times. Hey, speaking of pigs, I've got a riddle about a pig. You got your thinking caps on? All right, here it is. What makes more noise than a pig under a fence?
Well, what makes more noise than a pig under a fence? Oh, I know.
Now, wait a minute, Squeaky. I want to see if the boys and girls can figure out the right answer. Did you get it, boys and girls? What makes more noise than a pig under the fence? Well, now, you think about it, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of our program today. Oh, by the way, I just happen to think. I know a story about a pig named Porky and a cow named Daisy. Would you like to hear the story? Oh, louder than that. All right, then, be real quiet now. Once upon a time, there was a little pig named Porky. He lived on a farm way out in the country. Now, Porky was a lively little pig, and he loved to do all kinds of tricks. Oh, say, he could sit up like a dog, and he could roll on the ground and do somersaults. Well, the farmer's little boy would throw his ball on the ground, and Porky would squeal and run after it and bring the ball back just like our dog pals do. He was the funniest pig you ever saw. Now, on this farm, there was a cow whose name was Daisy. She was a gentle cow, and she took a fancy to Porky. And Porky liked Daisy, too, because she would laugh when Porky did his tricks. Then one day a circus came to the nearby town. Well, the farmer's little boy and his dog went to town to see the circus unload. And when the dog came back to the farm, he told all the animals about this wonderful circus. The dog told the cat, and the cat told the rooster, and the rooster told the hen, and the hen told Daisy the cow, and Daisy told Porky. Well, when Porky heard about the circus, he was excited, and right away he wanted to see it. He told Daisy, "Well, I can do tricks. I want to be in the circus." Yes, Porky really wanted to be in the circus. So that night, when all the barnyard animals were asleep, Porky sneaked out of the farm and went all the way to town. Oh, boy, he was thrilled when he saw that big circus tent. Well, he waited around the tent until a man came up and saw him peeking under the canvas. And the man said, "Hey, get out of here. We don't want any pigs around here." Well, Porky was scared, and he just fell over backwards and did a somersault right into a mud puddle. And the man thought it was a funny. He just laughed and laughed at poor little Porky. Well, then Porky jumped up and down and squealed and jumped around on his hind legs. "Please, Mr. Man," said Porky, "I want to be in the circus. I can do lots of tricks." Well, the man laughed again and he said, "All right, Piggy, we'll just put a clown suit on you, and you'd better be funny or I'll have sausage for breakfast." Well, now, of course, Porky didn't know what that meant, but anyway, that night Porky did his tricks and he made the crowd at the circus just laugh and laugh. But suddenly, Porky heard a familiar voice say, "Hey, that pig belongs to me." It was the voice of the farmer who owned the farm where Porky lived. Oh, say, Porky was frightened, and he ran out of the tent and ran until he got back to the farm again. He rushed into the barn, and there was Daisy the cow. Porky dropped on the barn floor, and finally he got his breath again, and he told Daisy what he had done. Well, Daisy laughed and said she was glad that Porky had come home. And the next morning, the farmer came out, and when he saw Porky in the barnyard, he said, "Well, now that's funny. I was sure I saw that pig at the circus last night, but here he is. I guess I was mistaken." Well, after that, Porky told all the barnyard animals how he once had been a big star at the circus. Oh, Porky was really a funny little pig. Hey, you know something? I've got a silly song here about Daisy the cow, too. Listen. "I saw a funny animal with big horns on its head. What's that, I ask? Why, that's a cow," explained my boyfriend Ned. "Just then that cow let out a roar, it made a fearful din. Said I to Ned, now which horn is that old cow blowing then? Later on I bought that cow and put her in a stall. I tried my best to please her, but it didn't work at all. No matter what I did for her, she just did not approve. She said, I just don't like it here, and so I think I'll move." Well, that's a lot of fun, boys and girls. Yes, sirree, say. Hey, are you good sitter-uppers? What about our slogan song, huh? You know what it says? S-U-S. Now, we don't want any old chair stoopers and slouchers. So let's all sing our S-U-S slogan song right now. Ready? All right. Don't ever be a slumper, or a leaner, or a humper, or a kicker, or a squirmer. Always S-U-S. S-U-S means sit up straight. That's the way you look first rate. So start in now to S-U-S. And now, boys and girls, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. You know, they're trying to find the hideout of Black Tom the Outlaw. Well, remember last time, Squeaky and Sputters had left Rocket and Popcorn behind and were flying along trying to spot the old ghost town where they think Black Tom may be hiding. Now, remember, too, that they think Black Tom has stolen their Jeep. Well, they talked to Rocket by radio and found that he and Popcorn were locked in the ranch house and safe. Then all at once, Sputter saw Ghost Town down below them. Not only that, but parked in front of the only two-story building in the place was a Jeep. Is it theirs? Well, as the scene opens today, Squeaky is talking about getting the sheriff. Listen.
That's what we'd better do, Sputters. Yes, sir, get the sheriff. I'm almost sure that that's our Jeep parked in front of that building down there. Who else in this part of the country has a Jeep?
Yeah, I think it's our Jeep, all right, Squeaky. And who else would steal it but Black Tom or some member of his gang?
Then here we go to town to get the sheriff.
Hey, no, Squeaky. I just got an idea.
You mean a better idea than going for the sheriff?
Sure. If we leave, they're liable to move the Jeep, and it wouldn't be there when the sheriff came for it. Why don't we just fly around a while and see what we can see? We may find out something about Black Tom and his gang.
Say, I think you're right. I think that's a better idea. Say, just the other side of that ridge up there, there's a flat pasture. Now, we can land the plane in that pasture and sneak back and scout around on the ground.
Hey, boy, now you're talking. That's the best idea yet. Turn around.
All right, here we go. Now we're heading right for the ridge. And as soon as we cross it, we'll land, and then we can come back. Hey, maybe we can even get our Jeep back.
Hey, but better than that, maybe we can even capture Black Tom again. Boy, wouldn't that be something.
And if we do, we can put him in the Jeep again and...
Hey, what's the matter, Squeaky?
Something's wrong with the motor. It stopped. Oh, boy, we're in a spot. I'll bet that little wire came off again.
Well, what are we going to do, Squeaky? We can't make it over the ridge without a motor. We'll crash right into the side of it.
And we can't turn around because we aren't high enough. Hold on tight, Sputters. I think we're going to crash. There's nothing else we can do.
Hey, look, Squeaky. See that little flat place right there on the ridge, right on the top of the ridge? See? Can you make that?
I don't know. I'll try, Sputters. It's our only chance. Hold on. Here we go.
Well, my goodness, the boys' motor went dead just before they could get over the ridge with only a little flat place for them to land in. Can they make it? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. And now, boys and girls, say, I was just wondering if you'd figured out the answer to our riddle today. What makes more noise than a pig under the fence? Did you get the answer? Well, you keep trying, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of our program. Well, thank you for reminding me, Popcorn. Yes, sir, it's time to celebrate birthdays for today. Wait till I turn on the electric eye. Well, let's see. How many birthdays we have today? Let's see all your hands. Boy, oh boy, look at the birthdays. Lots of birthdays today, and look at those big birthday smiles. All right, put your hands down. Popcorn has our big birthday cake in here now with all the candles burning, but first we have to make our wish. Now, I'll make my wish, and you make yours at the same time, but don't tell your wish, because that's a secret. Here we go. I wish that... Well, that's mine. Have you got yours? All right, now take a deep breath, and I'll count three. One, two, three, blow. Hey, good for you. All the candles on the birthday cake went out, and now we'll sing our birthday song to celebrate the birthdays of all those boys and girls who have birthdays today. And then, just to be fair about it, when it gets to be your birthday, we'll sing the birthday song for you. Now, you know, when you sing a birthday song, that's something that you really do want to mean. You want to open your mouth up big and wide and just let that old song roll out. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you.